Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, making a regular appearance, she's with us quite often, Lynn Bigelow from the Iosco-Aranac District Library. How are you, Lynn?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. I can't believe the summer programs are way behind us already. What happened?
I don't know. It's like all of a sudden it's October.
You're right. We even seem to just fly through September, but Halloween is on the horizon, and you got some things coming up kind of dealing with that.
Yeah, we thought we'd surprise the kids with some fun stuff to do. We're going to have on October 20th at 5:30 at the Augrey Community Library, Joel Tacey, who's been with us quite often. Mm-hmm. He's going to do a spectacular comedy show. He's always fun. Yeah. He always does some crazy stuff. He does balloon stuff. He does tricks. He does all kinds of things, and he loves to have the kids up there helping him out.
Yeah.
We're encouraging costumes for all our programs this year because that's always kind
Why
of
not?
Fun.
Why not? Yeah.
And then on the 21st, Wednesday, at the Robert J. Parks Library at 6 p.m., we have Julie Grames. She's a balloon artist.
Okay.
She does a Halloween program. We had her once before, I think last year.
That name rings a
bell. And it's pretty amazing what she does with just balloons. I can just barely get them blown up. But she does wild things with them, and they're fun, and they're cute, and it's really quite fascinating.
All right. That is 6 p.m. October 21st, that Wednesday, at the Parks Library in Oscoda.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on the 22nd, that Thursday at 6 p.m., we have our annual Omer Little Eagle's Nest Library Magic Program.
Yeah.
And we're having magician Gordon Russ this year doing the spooky, the spooky magic monster show or somewhere.
Something
we were
like
just talking
that.
About that. I do these so often that my mind just scrambles. It's the Spooky Monster Magic Show.
That's what it's called.
Yes, that's it. And it's spooky fun.
No matter what you call it, yes.
Yes. And Gordon Russ, he's a character.
Yeah.
We enjoy him quite a bit, but you're never quite sure what he's going to say. And he always likes to have a lot of kids help him out, too. So it's a lot of fun.
That kind of, especially with young kids like that,
yes.
Interaction is best because then they'll start drifting away. But if they're involved, are involved.
And they are. They just love those magic shows, and they want to know how it's done.
Yeah, that's right. So three big days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's all about Halloween spooky fun.
Yes, and like I said, we encourage costumes at all of them because we want to see what you're going to do this year.
Yeah. And it's all open to the public, right?
Yes, and it's free. And if you want more information or locations, you can go to our website at iascoaranaclibrary.org or call us at 989-362-2651.
Yeah, to learn more about all kinds of programs. We're going to have you back in to talk about another one very soon.
We were talking about the kids' programs. There are a lot of adult programs and things going on. So check out that website. It's amazing.
It is. From the Iosco-Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, thank you again for joining us, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
You're welcome.